Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He's a veteran player that had a successful college career. Ended up in, I believe, two places in the NFL, experienced some success. We see quickness, we see football ability. Now it's, hey, let's get him into our building, our culture, our environment, our offense, and see what he can do.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott, that's on Elijah Moore. Trade today in the NFL. We still don't know the compensation. Adam Schefter's latest is the trade between Pittsburgh and Dallas expected to include a third-round pick and other pick swaps. That's what George Pickens goes to the Cowboys for. Pickens to the Cowboys, a third-round pick, and other swaps.
Yeah.
So it's probably a third and, like, what, a fifth for a sixth and a sixth for a seventh or something like that.
That's not a trade that I am mad the Bills didn't make at all, because he's fine. He's a good player, but I don't love the type of receiver he is, and it's not just the third-round pick. It's that he might not be great, and I have to pay him after this year.
There are a lot of questions about.
I have to pay him a lot. Like, if I'm going to pay a receiver a big contract, I think I want a better player and a different type of receiver.
You might want someone that goes out on every play. A lot of
that too.
The picking stuff is that he doesn't go all out every play.
Right. That's right. And I would want a guy that separates. I don't know. Like, this doesn't have to be Pickens, and he's younger, right? Because he was drafted like really young. But a lot of those slower, big body, downfield, contested catch guys don't really last forever. Like, there's a wall. Thinking about Kenny Golladay for this.
There's a name for
him. Who's like, does he even exist anymore?
Presumably exists.
He got a huge contract from the Giants a couple years ago, and he just vanished.
Never went anywhere, yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Viral video, the Ravens have a new kicker. They've released Justin Tucker for football reasons, finger quotes.
Yeah.
They don't want to just say what it was for. He did have a rough year.
Yeah, he was terrible.
They can kind of stand on football reasons to a point. They have a rookie kicker, the Ravens do, named Tyler Loop.
Yeah.
What do you know about Tyler Loop?
All I know is that was he a sixth-round pick?
Yes.
I saw the Ravens drafting him and assumed that was the end of Justin Tucker, but
they drafted him, and there's video of him hitting a 75-yard field goal.
Really?
Yes. Kicking it through the uprights from 75 yards.
Mm-hmm. You saw there's a video of this?
Yes.
Can I be nitpicky and ask, like, okay, so is he kicking off a tee?
It's not a tee.
Against open air?
It's not a tee. It's one of those automatic holder things, like where it puts it on the ground. It's not a tee.
Okay.
So it's off the deck.
Off the deck.
If you want to say it that way. 75 yards off the deck through the uprights.
Okay. Would it have cleared a line that was trying to block it?
That's a good question.
Because so, if you get a kickoff goes 75 yards, it's very different than a field goal that goes 75 yards.
That's right. This led me to go down this rabbit hole where I looked at Tyler Loop's draft profile.
Yeah.
Like, what do you say for a kicker for strengths and weaknesses? And I'm telling you, I hope to deliver here a hilarious weakness. I want you to think. I'm going to give you
for
the strengths.
Kicker?
Yes, yes. I want you to think, what is the funniest possible weakness/minus that a draft profiler would put in a draft report.
Tyler, about a kicker.
This is about a kicker. This is a kicker. So Lance Zierlein, NFL.com. You know, they're going through the things that he does well. Highly experienced, consistency of ball flight, plants field goals from 50-plus, way up in the net, make from 62, not a shock. He did that in college. When he misses, it's left. He did miss two extra point attempts in 2024. He should handle kickoff duties. Strengths, 6 of 9 from 50-plus and one hit one from 62, whip-like action for leg power, kicks with NFL trajectory and ball flight, has kickoff power, capable as an emergency punter. Then we are on to...
You could put that under any kicker.
Anybody could be an emergency punter.
Every single draft profile for eternity about a kicker is capable of being an emergency punter.
Are you ready? Let's play the home version of this game. Josh, hit me with NFL music. It's a quick game. We're going to have some fun. Owen, I want you to have a guess. Josh, a guess. Everybody out there, have a guess.
Uh-huh.
What is a weakness for a kicker? Lance Zierlein has a weakness on the draft profile for Tyler Loop, new Ravens rookie kicker, sixth-round pick.
Uh-huh.
I hand the floor to you with your guesses.
Okay, Tyler Loop occasionally will completely miss the football.
Oh, that seems like a major flaw. It seems undraftable.
Yeah, like a golfer that swings so hard that once in a while he's just going to miss the ball entirely.
I did that the other day with you, Jeremy.
Practice swing.
Hold on. You said it. I was not going to rat you out for that. I was waiting for you to admit that. Last time Owen and I went and played, he missed the ball.
I swung so hard.
He missed the ball.
Yeah. Is that worse than hitting the ball two inches into the ground?
It's
debatable.
I think it's worse.
Debatable.
I think it might be worse.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
How about refuses to tackle?
Refuses to tackle.
Like does kickoffs?
Is it that he kicks the ball too far on kickoffs?
No.
Pops the ball.
No.
How about occasionally you will decide to just pick up the ball and start running? Like on a field goal?
Wild
like,
man.
Like the punter holds the ball and instead of kicking it, he just has the urge, I'm just going to grab it.
He calls his own number.
Okay.
Yeah. No. These are all good guesses for the funniest weakness on a kicker scouting report possible.
Small feet.
Loop.
There are two listed weaknesses. One, had two kicks blocked in 2023. All right. That's on there.
Hits the ball too low.
Okay. Nope.
What's the Newman clip from Seinfeld? He doesn't work in the rain. I don't work in the rain.
I'll give it to you. You ready? Lance Zierlein.
Yeah.
The scouting report on Ravens rookie kicker Tyler Loop, who was in a video, hit a 75-yarder. I think this might introduce us to the concept of a diva kicker. Weaknesses. Makes it known when he's disappointed with the holder.
Oh, wow.
How about a diva kicker?
A diva kicker. I thought when you said diva kicker, I thought you'd be like, he's going to get mad at Harbaugh when it's 4th and 1 and he doesn't kick the field goal.
He's Ray Finkel.
You know what I mean? Like, throws his arms up. Like, I want the field goal. Don't go for it on 4th and 1.
That's funny, too.
But he's yelling at the holder?
He makes it known when he's mad at the holder. Did you know that was a thing that could possibly be on a kicker scouting report?
I don't think I've ever seen it happen.
There you go.
You ever seen a kicker like go off on the punter, the holder?
Ray Finkel, Dan Marino, that's about it.
Oh, I didn't even know what that reference was. Ray Finkel. Wait, was Dan Marino the holder?
Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
Wait. Oh, is this Ace Ventura?
Yes.
Oh, that's why.
Okay, you saved it. You've seen it.
Yeah.
You know it. Okay, you've saved it. That was close. That was close,
that
Joe.
Was close. I thought that I'm like, was Marino the holder at some point? Like, Romo was the holder?
Man.
Romo should have got screamed at for that playoff game.
For the drop on the snap?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's not a great one. To what extent is he going off on the holder?
Don't you want to go
berating
back
berating him like right after the field goal? Like, I want to see what this looks like.
Hand on the face mask, pulls him in. What are you doing? Laces out.
I said laces out. What else could you really be mad about? I guess he could drop it, but
yeah.
There's angles to the ball, I'm sure, right?
Kicker, not a good teammate.
Well, the holder competition in Baltimore is going to be a
big one. We had Holdgate once, or whatever, Holdapalooza.
Oh, with Matt Araiza?
Yeah, to see if he could hold.
He couldn't hold. Yeah.
He could. He showed he could well enough. Anyway, there you go. There's the update on Tyler Loop. I learned that's something you could do in a scouting report.
To a point where it's a negative. Yeah.
803-0550. The Steelers cycle continues.
I want them to be bad so much. Aren't they going to be bad?
This might be the year for it.
Don't they have to finally be bad? This was New England. New England, it was forever. Oh, Belichick, the defense, they'll never be terrible. And then they were terrible. They just showed up one year, and they didn't have it, and they were terrible. And I got to believe that day is coming for Pittsburgh.
Well, if they got a third for Pickens, and they didn't have a second rounder this year. They didn't take the quarterback. They don't get Rodgers, and it's just Rudolph.
It is just Rudolph right now, isn't it?
Yep.
Who's the backup?
Boy.
Do they have another name on the roster even?
Wow, who's the backup Pittsburgh?
It's amazing. Like, Cleveland's got five guys that could all, like, none of them are good, but all, like, are reasonable. Like, oh, that guy could play at some point during the year. If Rudolph stinks, which is very likely, they don't even have, Will Howard. Who's a six-round rookie. I shouldn't say, like, Will Howard. Like, he's a six-round pick. Like, that's their number two at the moment. They're going to be terrible. Robert Woods is playing on this offense at his age. Like, I can't believe they won't be terrible finally.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550.
But you really start looking at for some of this is like, strength of schedule. I saw the Bills have, the sixth easiest schedule in the league this year?
Yeah.
Which is all their road schedule for the most part.
It's a top-heavy schedule, and past that, it's like five marquee games, and the rest, you know. The Bills, the over-under for road wins this year has got to be 6.5. I mean, maybe 7.5.
It's like 10 games against non-playoff teams from last season.
Not bad.
Hey, Bills fans, be sure to come meet Greg Rousseau, Bills defensive end, Wednesday, May 14th, 4 to 5 p.m. at the Quaker Crossing Verizon store. That's 3500 Amelia Drive in OP, Orchard Park. While you're there, you can enter for a chance to win an exclusive Bills experience that will include tickets to the home opener, which we'll find out next week what that will be, post-game field access at that opener, and a $250 gift card to the stadium store, courtesy of Verizon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.